News and brief at Press TV. Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zaidan says he has ordered the army to prepare to move towards the east to end the blockade of key oil ports. He had repeatedly warned that he may use force to end the blockade. The oil terminals have been blockaded by protesters demanding more autonomy from Tripoli. Amnesty International has criticized Saudi Arabia over a new counterterrorism law that went into effect on Sunday. The rights group called the law the kingdom's new tool for crushing peaceful expression. The law grants the security services sweeping powers to track phone calls and raid homes without prior approval from a judge. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran's director, Ali Akbar Salehi, says Iran can go back to where it was on the nuclear path in a matter of hours if the nuclear deal reached with the P5+1 group in November is violated. He made the remarks during an exclusive interview with Press TV. Russia has asked Ukrainian opposition to end its ultimatum and threats and to enter talks with the government in order to end the crisis in the country. Ukraine has been in a crisis since President Viktor Yanukovych scrapped a planned deal with the European Union and instead agreed to take a loan from Russia in November. The European Union's ambassador to Israel, Lars Faunborg-Andersen, says Tel Aviv may face increasing isolation if talks with the Palestinian Authority fail. On Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry also warned Israel about such an outcome if the talks over its illegal settlement activities on Palestinian land come to naught. In Indonesia, an earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale has struck in the Banda Sea, 318 kilometers east-northeast of the East Timor capital, Dili. The epicenter of the earthquake was at a depth of 18 kilometers. There have been no reports of casualties or damage so far. Iraqi troops and allied tribesmen have inflicted heavy losses on militants in the western province of Anbar. The Iraqi Defense Ministry says 57 militants were killed on the outskirts of Ramadi. Iraq has been conducting a massive operation against extremist groups occupying parts of the province for the past few weeks. And in Egypt, a court has sentenced six Al-Azhar students to 5 years in prison for participating in protests condemning the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi. 300 other students were also ordered to be arrested. The university has been the scene of repeated clashes between students and security forces in recent months.